When you think of Boise, what names come to mind? That's the question two local historians asked themselves as they wrote a book about Boise's highest profile people. J.R. Simplot, Julia Davis, Joe Albertson, Curtis Stigers, and Kristen Armstrong are just some of those profiled in the new book, Legendary Locals of Boise. Historians Elizabeth J. Cox and Barbara Perry Bauer own TAG Historical Research and Consulting. J. Cox says their book covers a wide variety of people.
Well, some of them are people that, if you're familiar with Boise history, you may have heard of. James Penny, who owned the Penny Theater and was a multiple-time mayor of Boise. Margaret Cobb Ilshi, who owned and published The Statesman after her father, Calvin Cobb, owned and published it. They're both in the book. And Eva Hunt Dockery, who was the women's editor for The Statesman and inspired a number of women reporters after her. We tried to include people that you might not have heard of so much. There's a woman named Hortense Adams, who was a businesswoman and a mine owner in Boise. We included Harry Morrison, of course, and Joe Albertson. We have a few modern people in here. John Swartout, who is a dance instructor at Trica, very well known here in Boise. Cherie Buckner Webb, a famous singer and politician, which is a great combination. Rosalie Sorrells is in the book. So it's a broad range of people.
Barbara, who's your favorite person in the book?
Well, of course, there are several great stories about several of these wonderful legends, but Walter Pierce is the person that I consider the most legendary of legendary locals of Boise. Mr. Pierce was instrumental in the development and growth of our city. He was a mayor. He was a mover and shaker who covered two centuries of development. He was born in 1865 in Texas, ended up here in Boise in 1890, and actually was very active in business all the way up until his death, which was in the 1950s. J.R. Simplot was on a board with him, so he was covering this broad spectrum of eras, and he is really fascinating to me for a variety of reasons. Hortense Adams is another one that I think is quite fascinating. She has sort of a shady background and went from probably being she may have been a prostitute and may have made her money that way and ended up in Boise, where she went into cahoots with Jeremiah Brumback, who was another real estate developer, and then went on to own a mine and to be involved in development in Boise. Those are two of my favorites, actually.
And Elizabeth, who's your favorite person in the book?
It is such a challenge because we didn't put them in there if we didn't like them or like their story, because not everybody's a likable person. But wow, when I think about it, I don't know if you remember Jean Wilson from the bookshop, but she's someone who was around not too long ago, and her story is interesting because she was a single mom who made good at the bookshop and made a legendary bookshop out of a store that actually was inherited through a number of years from James Penny. So there's a connection with pioneer business and modern business right up until the 1990s or the early 2000s when the bookshop closed. I knew her personally a little bit, and I think people will really like that her story is in there.
So Barbara, what do you hope people take away from this book?
Well, I really do think that this will be a useful volume for folks who are longtime Boise residents, and it will maybe just make them reminisce a little bit about people that they consider locals and legendary locals. I think with this growing population in Boise and the surrounding area, we're always wanting to educate people about our community, and I'm hoping this book will be a great educational resource for newcomers. It was really tough to come up with the list of legends, and I think one of the things Elizabeth and I have talked about a lot is that this book may not include everyone who some folks consider a legend. So we're really hoping it will cause some lively discussion and discourse as people talk about other folks that they might consider legendary.
And Elizabeth, what makes a legend?
That's a good question. I think it's a lot of things. I think the first thing we think of is success, but not all of our legends are successful. They just were people who, at the time of their life, were known around town as characters or were admired for something they had done, whether they were really admirable people or not. So I think what makes a legend is that we still talk about them.
Elizabeth J. Cox and Barbara Perry Bauer will discuss and sign their new book, Legendary Locals of Boise, tomorrow night at the Boise Public Library downtown at 7 o'clock.